Okay, let's learn a little Gemara. Daf Yudayin Amud Aleph. Daf Yudayin Amud Aleph. Over here, we're still learning the last one. Daf Yudayin Amud Aleph. Amar Amihud Amar Rav Ein Meshivim Besanhedrin Ela Mishayidil Lataris Hasheretz Minata. You only can put in a position. The person knows that if not for the Pasuk Torah, you would know how to Metahir Hasheretz. Yeah, you can make a kal v'chomer why it should be tahor. If not for the fact, what's this also? What's the kal v'chomer? I'm a Rebbe. Rav Ani Odin. I am eligible to be a member of the Sanhedrin. I know of a kal v'chomer why a sheret should be tahor. That makes me eligible to be a dayan. I'm a chacham. What's the Ami Odin? V'atarid al dan v'atreni. Kal v'chomer ma anochash. Anochash is chomer. Here, I know something this. Now I know something this. Anochash is chomer. Why isn't the chomer? Shemem is a mar betuma. It's Nachash is chomer. Why is it chomer? Because it's the koyach to bring death. It bites. It's poisonous. Umar b'tumah. By bringing death, it brings tumah into this world. Yet tahor. The Torah says that Nachash is tahor. So sheretz is kal. Why is sheretz kal? Because she'enai meimis. It does not have the.
I wasn't listening. So he says that the only person that's right to go to
Sanhedrin is the person that knows how to make a kal v'chomer and knows how to collect a kal v'chomer to be mitar sheret. So a kal v'chomer, this is a very hard kal v'chomer. Don't get me wrong, it is a very hard.
Oh, you got stuck last night.
Right, it's a very hard kal v'chomer. Anyone who just glosses over this is not coming and giving you the full thing. We have to make a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is based on the sort of chomer and kal.
Right.
So what's chomer? A nochash. Why is nochash chomer? Because a nochash is a koyach of misa.
Right.
The nochash hakadmoni.
Correct.
The kadmoni koyach of misa. And is nochash hakadmoni? It brings misa. Is it tamei? No. The nochash is not tamei. The nochash why? Is it dead nochash? The nochash it touches you. It's tar. So now the nochash is chomer and has a kula. The
that
kula
doesn't make
is,
you tamei.
It doesn't make you tamei. So a sheretz
which makes you tummy.
No, sheretz is kal.
It's kal.
Why is a sheretz kal? Because a sheretz doesn't have the koyach of misa. A nochash has the koyach of misa.
Oh.
A sheretz is kal. This is a very important yisod. It does not have a koyach of misa. Sheretz shein chomemis. It's not it's kal. Umar betuma. And yet the other time sheretz shein chomemis. Umar betuma. It's not memis. Umar betuma. It cannot bring death. A sheretz cannot bring death and cause the tum in the world. A sheretz does not have the physical ability to cause, to bring death to a human being and bring tumah into this world. So let me ask.
Why is it mar b'tumah though?
Why is nachash?
Because ma nachash and meimis umar
b'tumah. A nachash bites. When a nachash bites,
it's meimis.
And what happens when a person dies?
Umar b'tumah.
The person is dead. When the person is dead, is there tumah in this world?
Yeah.
There's another grave. Every person who dies is another suf of tumah in this world. Half of the fella. Every time a person dies in this world, there's a ribuy of tum in this world. Everything like that?
Crazy.
The world is getting worse and worse and
but
worse.
But the
guy
were awesome, Tale?
No, Gaim Namatale.
Yeah, right.
But think about it. Since the beginning of creation, from day one of creation, there's a ribuy of tum in the world every single day.
Okay, but not
half
that
of the
much.
Fella. What do you mean not that much?
Because that's only
every, Yidu. So what? Every Yidu dies. Every day the Yidu die. Every Yidu die, there's a Tosefes tum in the world.
Right.
Until now, there was no grave.
Okay,
now
there's
a grave. So, unbelievable art. So, therefore, Madach Nachash, the Nachash is the enabler of Tum in the Welt. It's Chomor. It's a cause of Tum in the Welt. Is it Tomei? Is it itself Tomei?
No.
Is a Sheretz of the Kirchli Mamus? No, Sheretz not
Tomei. That's what you're Nachash and Mamus and Mabatuma, Tar.
Tar.
It itself is Tar. Sheretz, Shein and Mamus and Mabatuma.
The Shmonis Rats, they're not poisonous creatures.
It doesn't die, Shein and Mamus.
It doesn't kill human beings. Sheretz bites you. It doesn't kill the person.
Oh, Mabatuma.
It's not Mabatuma. Mabatuma is going back to the word Shein. Sheretz, Shein and
Mamus.
A sheretz, what sheretz?
It does mabitum, no?
A sheretz, no. A sheretz is not...
It itself is...
No. When it's alive, is it tamei? No. We're talking about a dead sheretz. Does a sheretz, when a sheretz kills a human being, when a sheretz bites a human being, does the human being die?
No.
So is a sheretz a creature which is mabituma? The
no.
Word
no.
Sheina,
no.
So is a sheretz kal lagavi anachash?
Yes, any dinshi tar.
So certainly it itself, when it dies, should be tahar.
Mm-hmm.
A nachash has the curse of death. Let's understand the Kalvachem.
I understand it.
So the Morris of the Kalvachem, the Morris of the Lutz, not Kalvachem. Why? Because me, the Havi, I quite spam. So the Morris of the Nachash.
Valahi, what is Valahi?
It's not a good Kalvachem. Why? Because Nachash is not Chomer. Why is Nachash not Chomer? A Nachash does not have the Koyach of Misa. It's not because the Nachash is a Beria that is a Koyach of Misa. A Nachash is nothing special. The Harai, if a Koyach, a thorn, pricks the person in the wrong place, the koitz pricks the heart, the person is dead. So it's not because it's anything special. It's not because the nachash is chamor. The nachash is nothing. The nachash is just another cause of death. It's no worse than a koitz, and a koitz also is not a koitz also is tar. So your source is still very hard to understand. This kal v'chomer, but I mean, only fully comprehend the kal v'chomer. But basically, what Gemara is saying is a nachash is not a dover chomer.
Okay.
I guess what we want to say is a thorn. Look at the Rashi. It's a very hard Gemara. Nidi havi, look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Ma nachash shememis. Look at the Rashi. Adam is memis. Adam hema. Umar betumim nevelas. Tumas shemes. A nachash is mar betumas nevelas. Tumas shemes. But olam nevelt. Yet, when the nachash itself is gestorben, harehu tahar.
Right.
Harehu tahar, kishuhu meis, she'enu v'chal shon v'shvatsim. So, therefore, it's chomor, it has a chomra, but even though it itself is dover chomor, it has a kula.
Right.
So, a sheretz, which is be'etzim, is a dover kal, because a sheretz can bring death, and sheretz is a dover kal, einoy din, that it's going to have, it's so certainly it's going to have the same kula,
right.
It's going to have the same kula that it's not going to be.
Itama.
It itself is not going to be itama. You understand the kal v'chomer?
Yeah.
Sheretz, dochosh chomer, vloim. It's not a kal v'chomer, blach v'chomer. The ein ze chomer im hu meimis umar v'tomer. Why is it? It's not a chomer. That it's, ein hu chomer, the fact that an object has the koyach to bring death to the world, that does not make it chomor. Shareg kumoikein yesh koitzim, there are thorns. Shehein mimisin umarben tuma vehein tohirin. Now, how does it answer the Gemara's question? How does it answer the Gemara's question? So, I guess you have to understand is that the Gemara thought that we made the kal v'chomer. I really still don't understand this.
Okay,
it's very very difficult. Yeah, but you see, here the answer. The answer is
no. What's the answer?
The answer is that the nachash. Amen. A nachash, very worked up today.
Who?
I'm very worked up today.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, that was happening. Put him in his place. Good.
So the Gemara's answer is the Nachash. The Gemara's answer is that you make a Chomor Kal. The Gemara is saying it's not Chomor. Our Nachash is not a Dover Chomor.
Right.
Why is it not Dover Chomor? Because just because it can kill, it's meaningless. That does not make it Dover Chomor.
Right.
What's the right? Because the most insignificant
kites.
Thing,
kites, right?
The most insignificant thing in this world can also kill.
What, kites?
A kites.
Mm-hmm. Kites can kill?
Kites can kill. That's what it says. Okay, look at the Rashi. You might have a kites. The ein zechay memeis v'chavet shavei kumaykin yesh kitesim. There are thorns. Shehein memeisim. And the Gemara is saying a thorn is a nothing of a nothing. It's the most insignificant thing
it's
in the world.
It's nothing.
It's the most insignificant thing in the world. And it can be memeis.
Right.
So it goes to show that just because you have a koach memes, it doesn't mean
you're anything.
That you're a dover chomer.
Right.
Dover
chomer. Excellent.
Okay, that's the basic insight.
I like it.
There's more to this. There's more depth to this, and obviously the dvar mamino shalom, because over here we're talking about a nachash. It's a nachash hakadmoni, and the nachash hakadmoni is what put me into the belt.
Oh, nachash hakadmoni. We can get to very big,
very deep
things.
Oh, Mar,
to have a, wait. Ain't it?
V'loi is not a kal v'chomer.
So you need to have a kites.
Because me, the nachash is no different than kites.
Okay.
So let me ask you: is a kites a davar chomer?
No.
So therefore, nachash is not davar chomer.
Right.
In other words, why do you make the kal v'chomer from the kites?
Over.
Okay, you understand the Gemara? Yeah. I don't really understand it, but that's the best I can do.
Okay, you did pretty good.
Not everything in the world do you understand. So you make a sima shas. How do you make a sima shas when you come to the sim? They're going to ask you, do you know this Gemara?
Yeah.
And what is the Ari going to say?
I'm going to say, I'm going to know it.
You really understand the Kalachayim of the Koitz Nachash?
Yes.
Come on.
Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav.
Call Iyash Shein Bashnayim Ladaber. You know, two people who know how to speak 70 languages. You have to have two who know to speak fluently 70
Kol
languages.
Call
Iyash Shein Bashnayim Ladaber. There are not two people who know how to speak fluently 70
Where's
languages.
Where does it say anything about 70 languages?
Rashi, Shnayim Ladaber, B'Shivim Loshen. That's why you need a Rebbe. You need Rashi, you need a Rebbe. If you don't have a Rebbe like Rashi, you know nothing.
The Echad Lishma.
One person who doesn't know how to speak what you can understand. Okay, not everyone knows how to speak.
Oh, so you mean you have two who know how to speak? And
one who knows how to understand. You're not allowed to appoint a Sanhedrin because since the testimony can be spoken in any language, you have to have two of the yantim in Kabbal Elus. And since potentially the testimony can be spoken in any one of the 70 languages, you have to have at least two of the members of the Sanhedrin to be able to understand the language. If you have a city that don't have two people who do not understand the languages, you cannot appoint in that city a Sanhedrin. Okay, now why do you need one to understand?
Right.
You need two to Mikabel. I don't know. Okay, he does not explain. His base over here says, Avam Yeshlesha, Mevinim, Mishlim, Shlosh, and Yachamun, Kabos, Aidus, Mipia, Aidim, Ram, Vaslas, Viafshi, Shahadayanim, Ain, Mivinim, Esdim, Aidim, Miachash, Shlesh, Dayanim, Yesh, Shem, Sham, Bebezdin, Alem, Ain, Dine, Mimonas, Dialohem, Afalin, Kabolus, Aidus. I guess because you need three in order to hear the testimony. So you have to have three people in order to deliberate with the witness. The smallest bezin is three. So you have to have at least three people who understand. Why do you have to have two who know how to talk? I don't know. It doesn't really say why. It doesn't really say why you have to have two who can talk. It doesn't say why. It does not say why. Avlam yesh leisha ha-mevinim b'shivim loshon yecholim hum l'kabalus ha-idus mipi ha-idim ha-medarbim b'sfas las. No one here is explaining to you what the Pshat in the Gemara is. Okay, so I don't know. You have maybe look in the article. Maybe they have more of a heads, but look back in the Berurim.
Okay, so we don't know why you need one that.
It's a halacha. Let's make a kala. Okay,
it's a chayk. It's a chayk. Kol yesh ein b'shnayim l'dav ein b'shivim b'sanhedrin.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Beitar.
Yeah.
What about the city of Beitar? That was
the one they wiped out.
They wiped out on Tisha B'Av. Havu shleisha. There were three people. They had three. There were three people who knew how to. They did have. They had three.
So what's it asking? So
no problem. It's mostly a historical account, a historical record that in Yavne and in Beitar. There were three people. There were three who knew.
Yavne, Arba.
Arba. Who are the four? The Gemara lists.
How come you didn't list the three?
I don't know why.
Okay.
Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva was in Yavne. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Hatimni. Okay. Don Lefne.
Those were the four. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Karaka.
Now,
Don Lefne. Who's Don?
Rabbi Shimon Hatimni was one. Rabbi Shimon Hatimni. He was the fourth one, but he was not in the same stature as the other three. He was only a madrega of Don Lefne Bikarga. He would judge on sitting on the ground. In other words, if you're choshev, you sit on a chair, a safsal. If you're an Adam choshuv, you sit down on a safsal, a safsal bench.
But Shimon Hatimni, Don Lefne Bikarga, Meisvei.
It says Shalishis Chachoma. If you have three Dayanim who know how to speak 70 languages, then this is called a city that is a Chachoma, a wise city. Revius, if you have four Dayanim who know how to speak all 70 languages, Ain Lamaula Himin, there's nothing greater than this. This is the greatest city in the world. The greatest city on earth is a city which has four Dayanim who know how to speak all 70 languages. So we have a Stira. We learned above you only need two. And if you have three, you only need to have two that know how to speak, and the third one who knows how to understand. Here it says you have to have a minimum of three who know how to speak. We have a stira. Above, we said you only need to have two.
Shlishis.
If you have a city which has shlishis, look at Rashi. Shlishis, Sanhedrin, Shlishis, Shlishis, Medarim. Shloisha medarim meshiv lashon chachoma hi ukeshera. This is a wise bezdin, and it is keshera. Alma, what's the Gemara's question? Shloisha beinan ladaber. You need three dayanim. So, but we learned above, you only need two of the dayanim who know how to speak. And here it says you have to have three dayanim who know how to speak. The Gemara says it's not a kasha. Hu do omar ki haytana. It is a machlekes tanoim. There is one Tana that says you have to have three. And there is another Tana that says you only need to have two. Got it?
Yeah. Shlishis chachama. You need three
that are smart. Three people who know how to talk all the same. If you have four people who know how to talk all the same languages, then there's nothing greater than this. And this is
Mamish Alaba.
So this is a contradiction to what we learned
above. But you said two and one.
Two, right. You'll need two who know how to speak every language. The Gemara says, Ein hachinami, there is a machlekes tanoim.
Okay.
who the Amar, our Mishnah, is following the Tana that says you need only two. Kiai Tana. The Tanya, what's the price? Shinya, if you have two Dayanim who can speak all 70 languages, Chachama, this is called a wise city. You're done, you're finished.
Shalishis,
Eimalach, and that's the best. However, Lemaidin, those people who are, or the Lemaidin, these are, there's a group of people which the Gemara will tell us who they are in one moment. Lefnei Chachamim. I'm sorry, that's the answer. Therefore, the Gemara has now introduced us a brisa that tells us that in a Chanami you only need to have two Dayanim which know how to speak all 70 languages, so we're finished. The Gemara now has presented a Machlekes Tanoim. How many Dayanim do you need in a city in order that it should be eligible to appoint a Sanhedrin Kitana of 23 judges? One Tana says two, and one Tana says three. And the one that says two, if you have three, Ein Lamal Hemena. The one that says three, four, Ein Lamal Hemena. Okay, now the Gemara introduces a new concept. The new concept is Lemeidin Lefnei Chachamim. We mentioned in passing that there was Shimna Timni who was Don Lefnehem Bekarka. The Gemara above, a few lines have introduced a very rare term. The term called Hadon Lifnehem Bekarka, the Shimna Timni, who was Don Lifnehem Bekarka. So now the Gemara wants to go, now the Gemara is going Nagarata, off the topic, and it's going to tell us, Yesoides for Gantz Shas.
So what brings us to this?
Because the Gemara above said, the Gemara incidentally in the past said this statement,
yeah.
Don Lifnehem Bekarka, the Shimna Timni,
Don't lift the hand. He was sitting on
that's
the floor.
That's a very funny thing. So, Heavenly Mars, once you, we want to go back now and explain to you all of these expressions that you're going to find in the 2,711 Daphne Mishas, you're going to find these expressions.
Okay.
We want now to define for you what these expressions mean.
Yeah.
So therefore, the Gemara says, whenever it says in Shas, L'meidin, L'meidin, L'fnei Chachamim.
I don't see that. L'meidin, L'fnei Chachamim.
So the Gemara's who? That's Levi Merebi.
But it said he was sitting on the carpet.
No, that's a different expression. We're not up to that yet.
Oh.
The Gemara now is going through a series of expressions.
Oh, there's another expression.
Another expression.
So why'd you tell me about Shimon and Timothy? We had the
I'm
also,
telling you why the
okay.
Gemara, what triggered this discussion.
Okay, Ein Lamalam and Lamedin. That's also a saying.
Exactly. So the Gemara is now coming to the fine. It's like a new Gemara. You see, new Gemara now. Whenever it says in Shas, the term Ein, whenever it says in Shas, the term Donin Lefnei Chachamim, I'm sorry, Lemeidin, whenever it says in Shas, the term Lemeidin Lefnei Chachamim, those who learn before the Chachamim, who is the learner, who is the Chachamim? It means Levi Mirebi.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're going to put that into your brain?
Uh-huh.
Whenever it says those who learn before the Chachamim, the one who is learning is Levi, and the one who is teaching is going to be Rebbe.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Next. Whenever it says in Shas the term Donin Lefnei Chachamim, those who judge before the Chachamim, that is Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma, Chanan HaMitri, Chanani ben Chakinai, period, that's one opinion, Rabbi Nachman, by Yitzhak Masne, Chamisha, Shimon, Shimon, three Shimons. Who's the third Shimon? The first Shimon we already know was Shimon ben Azai. The second was Shimon Zoyma. The third Shimon was, we learned above, Shimon HaTimni. And Chalon v'Chanina. What's the problem? You're very tired.
No, I'm listening to you. You're not.
It says over here this
term. So that's
term.
That's what it means. That's
right.
That term.
So he comes to add a fifth one. He learns. This second opinion says there are five people who are part of the team called Donin Lefnei Chachamim Bekarka.
Okay.
Who are Donin Lefnei Chachamim? That's Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zayma, Shalchan Amitri, Chanan ben Chanai. Rav Nachman, he's a Kamasni. No, there's a fifth one. You only have four there. There's Chamisha. There's Shimon, Shimon, Vishimon. The first two Shimons we already said, that was Shimon Azan and Shimon Zayma. And the third Shimon is Shimon Timni.
Wow.
And also Chonon v'Chananya, those are the same. Chon HaMitri v'Chananya ben Chakinai. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next, it says Rabbi Seinu Shebabava. Whenever it says in Shas,
Rabbi Seinu Shebabava, it's Rav Shmuel.
That's Rav Shmuel. Whenever it says in the Shas, Rabbi Seinu Shebi Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Abba, that refers to Rabbi Abba.
Only one?
Yep, only one. Our
teacher. So Rabbi Sena, though.
It doesn't matter. Our
rabbis.
Our rabbi, Shabbat Shalom, refers to Rabbi Sena. I don't know more than that. That is Rabbi Abba. Whenever it says Dayone Goyla, the judges of Goyla, that refers to Karna.
Karna.
Name of a person.
Really?
He had horns. show me your horns. He caught on Orponah. Dayone de Eretz Yisrael, who is this? This is Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Okay, the judge there, it shows Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Dayone de Pumbedisa, the judge of Pumbedisa, this is who?
Rapapa
Bar Shmuel, period. Dayone de Naharda, who are the Nandar in Naharda? This is Rav Ada Bar Minyoimi, Marab Bar Minyoimi. Who are the Savei de Surya, the elders of Surya? Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Okay? The Savi, the elders, the Pumpadisa. This is Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. The Harife, the Pumpadisa, the sharp ones of Pumpadisa. This is Ifa Viavine. And Bnei Ruchava. The sharp ones of Pumpadisa. Who are the sharp ones of Pumpadisa? This is an easy Gemara.
I'm listening to you.
Harife Pumpadisa, Ifa Viavine, period, and Bnei Ruchava. When it says here, Amoy Rohi de Pumpadisa, the Amoy
Rohi.
Rabbi Yosef. Amoy Rohi de Nahardoi. Rachama. Naharbeloi Masnu. Naharbeloi means in the city of Naharbeloi they taught. Naharbeloi is a city. So the Gemara sometimes used the term in Naharbeloi, they taught the following halacha. Who is this? This is Rami Bar Beribi. Rami, the son of Ribi, of the great one. These are just terms.
I'm listening.
Next, whenever it says in Shas, Omri Be Rav, whenever they say they send the Beis Midrash of Rav, this refers to Rav Huna. And the Marsha Kash, really? Whenever it says Omri Be Rav, Rav Huna, Omri Rav Huna, Omri Rav Huna, Omri Be Rav, Rav Huna said in the name of Omri Be Rav. So it can't be.
Okay.
It can't be. If Rav Huna is saying Omri Be Rav, obviously it's not the most, you're right, Ella, Rav Hanuna. You're right, you might make a mistake. You're right, whenever Omri Be Rav, Beirav is not Rav Huna, but it's Rav Hanuna. Okay, you knew him?
No.
Amri b'marava, whenever it says in the Gemara the term they said in b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, who is that referring to?
Rav Yirmiya.
Sholchu mitam, they send from there.
Rav Yosef
Hanina. Mechaku Allah b'marava, they left. Rav Elazar. All the Merzakash, they can't even call Sholchu mitam, but they send from there. So we just said in terms of Yossi, Ledev, Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, they send from there that they question according to the Rabbi Yosef Mechanina. So you see that if they're discussing Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, obviously Sholchu Mitam is not Rabbi Yosef Mechanina. How can you tell me the Sholchu Mitam is Rabbi Yosef Mechanina when we have a statement where it says they send from there that according to the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, the following should be the halacha? But if the one that's speaking is Rabbi Yosef Hanina, he would not quote himself in such a fashion. It doesn't make any sense. You don't quote yourself. You don't quote yourself. So the Gemara says, you're right, there's a mistake. There is an error. El Ebuch, switch it around. Whenever it says Sholchu Mitam, it's Rabbi Elazar. Whenever it says Mechak Allah b'marav, they left near it, so that refers to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina. So therefore, we have no longer contradictions. So switch around. We have a new version of who's who. This is the who's who of the Talmud.
Very good.
There's a book, there are a lot of books. The who's who of whatever. People on the 30, people on the 40, the who's who of all the big people over here. We have the who's who of the Talmud. That's the topic of yesterday's stuff. Good? You happy?
Excellent.
Next sugi is Vakamiye Be Eriye, where you listen how many people will be in the literature world for Sanhedrin. May of Eshel says in the Mishnah, if you want to go and appoint this, you have to have at least 120 people to be Roy as to be eligible for Sanhedrin. How do you come to that number? How do you arrive at the number 100? The Gemara says, you have at least 23. And then you have to have at least start off with 23 people. You have the Dayanim, right? If you go,
it's telling you if you want to have a Sanhedrin, of how many? 23?
Yes.
So you have to have 23. So it says you have to have 23.
At least 23.
Right. Go.
No, we have to have 120.
We're counting up to 120.
Exactly.
So but we're telling you, we're breaking it down for you.
Right.
So 23 is the Sanhedrin.
Next.
Go. Shalai
Shura Shalai.
Connected Sanhedrin Katana. I'm reading the Gemara here.
Eshrim, what Gemara?
Meiv Eshrim.
Bechulu.
Rekami Hebi Yevi Hei Ruyel Sanhedrin. Meiv Eshrim.
Period.
Zakta Gemara.
Meiv Eshrim Maiv Lithayo. How do you get
the number? Eshrim Shalai Connected Sanhedrin.
Next,
23.
You have 23. Shalosh Shuas Shal Eshem Ushloisha. You have to have three rows. That's the way the Sanhedrin. You have students in the audience. That's the tzura of the Sanhedrin.
So besides three that, rows. You need three rows.
So how many are you up to now?
Of 23.
23 times 3 is?
Is 60...
23 no. times 3 is? That's...
69.
Right. Plus another 23. So it's 23 times 4. 23 times 4 is the Sanhedrin, plus another 3 rows of 23. So it's 23 times 4 is 92.
Okay, so we got 92 so far.
Hare Tishri Mitarte.
Vasara.
Vasara Batlonim Shol Beis HaKnesses.
Right.
About Lonim. What does it mean about Lonim?
The learning.
The bottle from the Melacha in order to be available for the Tzorcha here.
Right.
Hare Mi Avitarte. That's 102.
Okay.
92 plus 10 is 102.
No.
Next. Ushnei Seifim. You have to have 2 scribes.
Of course.
104.
Good.
Ushnei Chazanim, 102.6, 2 Chazanim, 2 overseers, 2 officers to oversee, to push people around. Okay? Ushnei Baalei Dinim, 2 Baalei Dinim, Ushnei Edim, 2 people that will come to testify, Ushnei Zoymimin, and it has to be potential for the 2 witnesses to become Zoymimin, Ushnei Zoymimei Zoymimin, there has to be potential for 2 people to make Zoymimin the Zoymimin. So what do we have to have? In Me'ovi Arbeisa, that takes us up to number 114. We are 6 short. Where are we going to get the next 6? So the Gemara goes to a Brais, telling the Brais, so called the Yashin Bas Asra Dvar Malo, they have these 10 following things. Ein Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to live in Ein Talmud Chacham, where Shai Lodur B'Soycha Eitacham may not live in the city. What are they? Number 1 is Bezdin. Bezdin Makin the Einshin. You need a Bezdin that punishes, justice. If you do not have in the city a bezdin that punishes, don't live there. Don't live there. Makin, they hit people and they punish. Number 2, the kupa shel tzedakah nigves b'shnayim, they must have a charity fund, and the money is collected with 2 gabayim umischalekes b'shloish, and it's distributed by 3 people. Next, ubeis haknesses, the city must have a shul, it must have a beis hamerchatz, a bathhouse. Uveis hakisei, a special public bathroom. Roifei, a doctor. Umon, a blood letter. Velavlar, a barber. Vetabach, a butcher. Umalami tinoiko, someone who teaches children. Mishrim b'kiva amu, af minei peira, the city must have fruit. It must produce fruit. Why? Mibnei sheminei peiros mi'irin es soinayim, it enlightens the eyes. It opens up your eyes. Okay, so now,
that's what's all we're worried about? Your eyes should be open.
Your eyes should be open, yes. So now,
why is that the important thing?
So what
brain.
Do we need?
You don't worry about your brain?
That's all the same thing. So now, what do we need now? So it comes under that. What do we have over here? We have so 114. So the way we're actually doing this is unbelievable is we need 2 more from this price. So we learned you have to have 2 people to collect tzedakah and 3 people to distribute the tzedakah. So it's 2 plus 3?
5.
So how many, what are we up to now?
No, we need 1 more.
1 more. So what's 1 more? The one guy who does all these jobs, the jack of all trades, he is the soifer. He is the doctor. He is the bloodletter. He is the barber. He's the butcher. He teaches the children. Okay, so we live here. That one guy has all of these jobs.
Kolbe.
He's a kolbe. Look at Rashi. Rashi says that roifer lomol tinoikos umun mazik dam lavlo lichtev svadim lichtev svadim kupa nigva. Okay, and the last line of Rashi, Roife, the Umun, the Lavlar, Umulamed, Chad Garahavi Lucholhani. One person, jack of all trades. So that's what you get from 120 people. Okay, so it's Gralda Gemara. What's the Cheshbon? 23 Dayanim, 3 rows of 23. That takes us to 92. You have to have 2 Seifrim, 2 Chazonim, you have to have 2 Edim. Another 2 Edim to be made, to be potentially to make them into Edim Zaymimim, and another 2 to make the Zaymimim into the Zaymimim, another set of Edim Zaymimim, that takes you up to 114. Then you have to have 2 people to collect staka, 3 people to distribute the staka, and 1 person, last guy, is going to be the Moyel, the Sheikhit, the Malami Tinaikos, and he's going to be the barber, and the butcher.
The baker.
Got it?
Yep.
Next Gemara, and next Gemara, Menachem says, how many people do you need in the city? So he said in the Mishnah, you need in the city a different number. You have to have
177.
That's what he said, 177?
No, 200. Masayim, Vishivim, Vishiva.
Tanya, the rest, Rebbe, says, Masayim, Vishivim, Vishiva. You have to have 277. And why 277? The time would work. And the time the rest of Rabbi Yehuda ben Masayim b'shem Mishmana. You have to have 200. Still, you have to have 278. 277 or 278. 277 or 278. How big is the Sanhedrin? Is the Sanhedrin 70 or is it 71? What does he get these numbers from? So Rashi explained, well, instead of me going and breaking my teeth and telling you the calculation, why don't we just read the Rashi? Because Rashi will say much zisa words that I can ever possibly bring out the point to you.
Okay.
Rashi, Mosayim, 277, Mosayim, Mosloshim, Kirby, Hunachemia. What did Nechemia say? He said you have to have 230. Why 230? What was his calculation? So we learned that already in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Nechemia, because he said, why? Look, go back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say?
I didn't realize it was a machlokas.
Go back to the Mishnah. Let's have some clarity.
One says 120, one says 230, one 277.
Yep. Go back to the Mishnah. The very first Mishnah says, you have to have kamli hebiyelu the base on the base. Okay, the kamli hebiyelu tevi lus and hedrin meyav eshem rabbichan omer masayim ushleishim kneged sorei asorais. Why 230? Because since there are 23, very easy. There are 23 dayanim. Each dayan has to be in charge of 10 people. 9 other people have to be underneath him, underneath his authorities. That's 200, so therefore 23. Each one represents 10 people. So 23 times 10 equals 230.
Okay.
The smallest leader in the Klal Yisrael is a leader over 10 people. Do you know anyone today who leads 10 people?
Thank you.
Aryeh Sha'ar Kamila Yira.
Do I know anybody that what?
That has 10 leaders, that leads 10 people?
Nobody.
I know people that have in the room hundreds of people.
Okay, but do they lead them?
How many people there would jump off the roof if the person
that guy
said,
that you're talking about.
Would jump off the roof. That's a leader if you have someone
that guy you're talking about.
Someone would jump off the roof in your honor.
That
that's called a leader. So even though you have people that mamashly leave thousands of people, will they jump off the roof for you?
No way.
Alright, so we have to have over here 200 and 230 people. Now, so what's the Gemara's calculation? So Rashi says, Masayim Mushleshim in the Kirby Nechemia. So we're missing another 47. We have to get up to 277.
Something got in my nose. Go ahead.
So how do we get
277? Go ahead.
How do we get to 277?
Go.
The oid mem zayin sheim yischalku bezin yud aleph mezaken. You have a percentage of 70. Let's say 11 are going to say mezaken.
Go ahead. To sneeze again. Go ahead.
Sheim why the oid mem sheim yischalku bezin yud aleph mezaken ve'ech ve'achad asam mechayv. Let's say you have a bezin of 11. You have 23 dayanim. You have bezin yud aleph mezaken ve'achad asar mechayvin. The Echad Omer Eini Yodea.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not your fault.
Go ahead. So let's start the Cheshbon again.
So Rashi says, Mosayim Mushleshim Kirby Nechemia. The Oid Mem Zayin, you have another 47. Why 47? Shim Yischalku Bezin.
230 plus 47.
The Bez is going to divide themselves. Bezin Yud Aleph Mezakin V'Achad Asa Mechayvin. 11 are going to say innocent.
Yeah.
And 11 are going to say guilty. So that's 22. And once I do not know. You have a bezin of 23, right?
Yeah.
And you have now they're divided 11-11.
Right.
And one says I do not know. So now what do you do? You add two more. You keep on adding.
Okay.
So we learned before, yeah, who sits in front of the bezin? Who sits in front of the bezin? Three rows of 23. So you're going to add me'elu, yosifu me'elu mem zayin at shivim. Kedam winan b'hoyu boitkim daf mem later on. Shemosifim shnayim al hakoyin gadol. Im yizkuhu shnehem. Hare yud gimel mezakim biyachad asa mechayven. Vezaka v'im yischayvu v'im yischayvu chayif. Kediko dika toyel ra al pishnayim v'im yachal kutzarich oyla hosif shnayim v'chein li oylam ad shayu shiv mirabi Yehuda v'shim v'yachal rabbanan. So in other words, what happens if you start with 23, you start off with 23, and then what happens?
What? You want me to add it up while you talk?
No, we have to add it up.
Go ahead.
And then it's divided, 11-11. So 11-11 is 22.
Right.
And then there's one person that says, I do not know. Right. So if you have one who says, I do not know, so you're a hung bezden.
Right.
So what do? You add two more.
Keep on adding two.
Now, the two more, so what happens?
It's 24.
One that you add says innocent, one says guilty.
Right.
So now it's 12-12. And another two. Innocent, guilty. Another two. Innocent, guilty. You keep on adding two more until you get... How long can you keep on adding two more for? Until you have a million? The max you can add two is until you get to 70.
Okay.
And that's it. And if you come to 70... And it's even, that's it. The guy goes off.
Right.
Okay, the guy goes off. And if you don't have a majority of two for guilty or a majority of one for innocent when you have a Sanhedrin of 70, there's nothing you can do. If you have 35-35, you don't add anything more. You only add to a Beis Din of 23. When it comes to a Beis Din of 71, there's no adding. That's what he holds. So if you're starting off with a Beis Din of 23... A bezin of 23. Now you're going to be hold. You have to be able to enlarge the bezin to a max of 70. How many more members theoretically can be added to the bezin of to go from 23 to 70? 47, right? 23 plus 47 is 70. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the size of a bezin? 71. So you can add 48, not 47. So that's how you get a grand total of 277 or 278. We start off with 230 because each member of this Sanhedrin of 23 has to be a sar over 10 people, including himself. So you learn religion, you saw it. When you're a sari alafim, so you would think that there's 11 people. There's the leader, and the other 9 people. Another 10 people. The Gemara is saying no.
Part of the 10.
Why are you part of the 10? Because you have to be a sar over yourself also.
Whoa.
Okay? I'm a leader over 10 people. You only can be a leader over the other 9 if you're in charge of yourself. If you're not in charge of yourself, who are you to go and tell someone else, push someone else around? So mamela, a chelik of being a leader over 10 is to be part of that 10. You're a leader over yourself.
Very good.
It's a good musavart.
Shkarech.
Okay? It's kedai to come for that. So how many do you have to have?
Matana.
You have to have matana. You know, I said I use his nuschos. I use the.
Now, moving right along.
So we have over here 23. Let's review. We have 23. 23 is 230 because
right.
Each one must be sorry, asara. So then how do you get from 230 to 200? That's like a Nechemia. How then do we get to 277 or 278? Because he's of the opinion that if you have a bezdin, that's a hung bezdin, 11-11, and one says, I do not know, you have to add two more. And when you add two more, you can go also 1-1 until you get to the max. What's the max? How many can you add until you stop adding? When you reach the max, what's the max?
70.
70. And according to Yehuda, 71.
Right.
So therefore, that's why you can get to 277 or 278.
Right.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay, yeah. Torah b'Torah b'Adon. V'samt aleim sori alafim, sori amelis, sori chamishim, sori asores, sori alafim. What does it mean? Sheish meos. The Lord just told when Hashem told Moshe to appoint leaders, so how many? So when it says sorry, there are 600,000 Jews, so therefore it's going to point 600. Sheish meos, 600. Right? There are 600,000, and there's going to be one person in charge of 1,000, so therefore you're going to have 600 people in charge of 1,000. Sorry, meos. How you charge of meos? Sheish esalafin. That means overlap. The more is equal, you said the more is overlap. It's going to be sheishes alafim. It's going to be 6,000, right? 6,000 times 600 6,000 is 600,000. Sorry, Chamishim, Shneim also window going to be 12,000. Shneim also of 12,000 people going to be in charge of 12,000. 6,000 Sorry Alafim, and they're going to be 12,000 Sorei Chamishim. Sorei Asoros, Sheish Esribu, 60,000. Ribu means 10,000. Nimsu Dayone Yisrael, Shivas Riboy. If you add up all the numbers, it's going to be 70,000, Ushmoina Salafim, 800, Vishesh Meos, and 600. 78,600 Dayanim were appointed in Klal Yisrael, Umesh Al Gabeyan. We have Klal Yisrael has 600,000 people, which translates into 78,600. So what's the math? We'll do the math. Divide now for me 600,000 by 78,600. We'll see the math. 600,000. What's the portion? Like, you know, in every college, they have a ratio. Every school, there's a very important number. The government always wants to know when it comes to funding is what is the student to faculty ratio?
Okay, 600,000
divided by 78,600. 600,000 divided by 78,600. 7.6. That's an amazing number. That's mamash what they have today in a lot of the colleges. It's like for every 7.6 students is one teacher. There's one faculty member. YU, when Joel took over, one of the first things he said was, I really remember is that we have a problem here. We have a money problem. Part of the problem is that the ratio is too high. We have like for every seven students, we have one faculty member. We can't afford that. It's too expensive. We have to reduce it to for every 10 students is one faculty member. This ratio is a very critical ratio in academia that colleges use when they decide the budget. Because what is the average salary for a professor, for a faculty member? So someone getting three digits, someone getting two digits. There's an average of what is the average salary for, you take all the faculty in the entire college, entire institution. Took out a yeshiva. Same thing, the yeshivas had to do the same, they crunch the same numbers. You have a yeshiva, you have rebbeim, you have assistants, you have a menahel. What are we paying? What is the budget? What are we paying salaries? They take all the salaries, they add it up, and then they have how many members in the faculty divided by the total budget. So that means that the average professor, the average faculty member is getting here $50,000. Now, how many students are there per student? There are 10 students. And how much tuition does a student pay on average? So on average, we're getting $2,000 per student. And for every student, how many students, what's the ratio of the students to the professor, to the teachers? For every 15 students, we have one faculty member. So now you can figure out if the tuition that is coming in from the students is enough to pay the faculty. So here you see the Gemara was way ahead of its time. The Gemara over here is making for us the ratio of 78,600 faculty members for a student body of 600,000. Ratio being 7.6. That's a very interesting number. I think that's a very average number in a lot of Ivy League colleges. You have to go check it out online. Hajj alach din imones, hajj alach din imones, hajj alach din imones. No, you don't think that's interesting? No.
Very, very.
Right, new Kohen Gadol done. Kohen Gadol is done. Kohen Gadol can be a dayan. He can be a dayan. V'don ha'son, they can judge him. He's not immune. He's not immune to justice. Okay?
Yep.
V'don in Eisai, Meit, he can testify, U'me'id no so, and they can testify against him. If his brother dies without children, he can do Chalitza. V'choltzer l'shoyin, if he dies, and his wife also, he can have children, so his wife can do Chalitza. Miyamin, if he wants to marry his brother's wife without children, Esishtoi, per Avuhu in the Miyamin, Avuhu in the Miyamin, he himself, he knows he in the Miyamin, not the Yibim, the Neshu who also Balman, but let's say his brother dies, and he leaves over a wife without children. He may not do yibum because she's an almana. and he may not marry an almana. Mm-hmm. Can go marry an almana. Good.
Mace.
Let's say the king girl dies, and one of his relatives dies. Any yotzei chamita, he may not go to the cemetery. He's a kohen, and a kohen gadol. Normally, a kohen gadol is allowed in time to a karav, but a kohen gadol is not allowed in time to a karav. So what does he do? So he cannot be mitamis, so but he can follow the mita to the cemetery at a distance. When they go into one street, when they leave the street, then he can go into that street. In other words, he always has to stay one block, one alleyway behind. They enter into an alleyway. Who niglin? He can reveal himself in the previous alleyway. Hey niglin, they will reveal themselves in another. When they are revealed in this alleyway, who nichse? He has to be concealed. What do these words basically mean? He has to always be one block behind. The yoytze imorim al pesach hashar. He even go with them all until the gate of the city. He may not go out to the cemetery. He may not, because he might be so overcome by grief that he may come in contact with the dead. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zogus Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Eina Yetzim, the Midrash, he may not leave the Midrash, period. Why not? Mishim Shinemar, Ramir Shal Yetzay, because it says it's possible he may not leave the Midrash. Okay, Ushim Menachem, you have a minute over here, maybe? Okay, we have to start over here, okay? We're going to stop over here. Coming Shabbos?
Yeah,
5 hour before.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock? We should really get up together. We should really go earlier.
Go earlier? Maybe in the future.
Okay.
Because I don't know who's coming. I don't want to rock the boat. Okay, Shabbos.
He actually might be here. I think.
Okay, this Shabbos, listen. The whole shiur here obviously is going down the drain. So let's take it 1 week at a time. Okay, don't rock the boat. And people in an hour and a half, they'll go crazy an hour and a half. Okay, we run on Shabbos. We learn on Shabbos stuff. Do your homework.
We're doing it here.
No, we're not doing it here. This is Thursday's daf.
No, they're not going to be
this
here.
This is today's daf.
They're not going to be here.
You're doing one?
Huh?
I feel we're doing one fine. If they're going to come, we're going to do Shabbos daf.
No way.
Shabbos is daf. This is Thursday. This is Friday. Shabbos is daf.
Whatever you want.